Sanje
So I mentioned to you that in order for us to awaken lineage, we have to engage in hearing, reflection, and meditation.
어떻게 세상 밖에 가서 그래.
Rixeva in order to awaken the image, we need to work hard. We need to work hard at accumulating merit and to purify the negativities and obscurations. Yeah. So in order to for the lineage to be awakened, yeah, we have to put to emphasize these two things.
어떻지니? 대 진대기 아니지. 오늘 샤고 피타 보용하다. 아니 아니 밖에 속사에 오늘 시 약보시 용하나? 오늘 지금 밖에도 점도 약보시 거야시. 죄송다. 점도 약보시 여봐이나? 아니 지금 다 속사 집상대 내도 민바시 용하지. 죄송하다. 겹수나 되게 대박 세대시 계시 못하게 해야 돼.
In order to be able to do a good practice of accumulating merit and purifying the mind of obscurations and negativities, we need to have a good practice of going for refuge to the three jewels. Yeah. So if if we have good refuge in our heart, then the practice of accumulating merit and purifying the mind of obscurations and negativities will be done well. Yeah. So, which means we need to have faith. Yeah.
어떻게 다 산지 주던 균등이 세라다고 대바다면은 뭐부인 것 때문에 조조다 밖에 연대나 기술 진도 아니 지금 여바 시에 통해 다 대바 잡았어 다 시에 대바 터봤죠나 아니 지금 다 시한다면 대위 잡아라 좀 하시고 들어.
So we need faith, devotion to the three jewels. Well, there are many different kinds of faith that can be engendered in our minds, but here, we are talking about the faith that comes from seeing, come from understanding and believing in the qualities of the three jewels. Yeah.
Oh, this is. 아니 진대게 아니 지금 산지 추던 진대는 아니 시내 대발이 중반이나 아니 지금 산지 송바다 아니 보기다 진족이 아니 지금 다 렌데게 남샤 라바도 렌데게 남샤라 아니 지금 다 분시 대발 약구 용해 어 진대 렌데 렌시기 대발 약구지 중반이나 아니 방랑 출신도 시도해 어 진대 이발에
So if we have good if we have the faith, devotion in the three jewels that comes from knowledge, from knowing what they are and their qualities, then we will then be able also to develop a trust, a faith in the workings of karma and its effects. And with a good conviction in the workings of karma and its effects, we will then be able to undertake a proper practice of abandoning what needs to be abandoned and cultivating or adopting what is what needs to be adopted. Yeah.
어떻게 제가 딘데 인상 아니 지금 다 딘데 충분히나 아니 지금 가서 알아보겠다 세디 세디라 셴베 아니지 남도냐만 망보지 망게 독도하시 어딘데 주마이나 아니 침 치마토니글로 세디 아니 신에 계시 그러봐 다 딘데 치마토니글로 지켜봐이나 신에다 오늘 출시해기다 그러니 출시했다 삼도 신에 오늘 지 코레디 딘데 말해 치마토니글로 지 계획도 가나시니 출시해기로 지 신에 계획 말해 재산다고 주제에게 릭세바 세대 만다 만다 심었던 얘기로 이제 고구여래
and come so when if when we are able to do a proper practice of adoption and abandonment, then naturally all those worries and fears and frustrations and all the kind of all the discursive thoughts that are associated with the attachment to the happiness of this life alone, those thoughts, discursive thoughts, will naturally weaken and subside. Yeah. And then giving one the mental space to really, think about where we will be reborn in the next life. And then one will then gradually, develop a sincere wish and interest in having a good rebirth. Yeah. Only then can we say that our Dharma practice has started. Yeah. Only then. Yeah. So when we talk about awakening the lineage in us, yeah. So at the very least, this is like the entry level of awakening the lineage, yeah, to when one's Dharma practice really starts, yeah.
Oh, 도시네. 다 근데 상어 땅바에 나티래. 다고 강 도사점으로 두고도와. 저상 저지. 저저 다 기부 중에 남지 남시 송도가라 저 점으로래. 그러와 아니시다. 점으로 약부 용하시다. 저 송구여래. 그러와 어떻게 더 점으로 약부 용하이나 다. 신이 고칠 때라 되네. 다 릭세지 용구들 어디래. 릭세가 용해야지. 다 그래서 보기 출시에 삼로코래 용해야지. 저 점으로 통되기도 와.
So it all comes back to refuge. If one has a proper refuge, then the thought of the practicing Dharma arises in the mind. Yeah. So if you look at the various practices of a person of a small capacity, so those are all methods to help one develop a good practice of refuge, with which then one's Dharma practice can start, and then with which then one can at least begin to awaken the lineage.
Oh, tinder, that tinder shone, tine anishita, kasore, tadu anishik, kasore. That teething, that tinder to teething doyan, tadu in six and some tango, chagiore, karsenata, teething to that, benata, comes from Korwa County, Javaina, Dongagarashima. What tinder I ask you, some young to dance, tadu anishik. 아니시 고요 동아 언지처럼 동아든 약부 주섬도 동체 아니 안 탈배 배인 섬보다야 아니 고요 님이 섬보다 진대기 동네 거기 탈바툰 얘기 루시 아니 지다 양 개고에 어딘데래
So after all these after reflecting and generating an experience of all these points, yeah. Still, there is more to be done. Yeah. So, on the basis of all of that, then we think of the various problems and suffering of cycling existence. Yeah. I will bring to mind over and over again the problems of being in samsara, thinking about the general problems and general sufferings. And also the specific suffering of the different realms. Yeah. So coming to an understanding that any existence within the three realms of cycling existence are in the nature of suffering. Yeah. And we also have to reflect and to understand the benefits of freedom from cycling existence, the benefits of being liberated from it. Yeah. And all of these then would help these us to develop a wish, a yearning to achieve liberation.
어 도신이 제가 다 딘데의 시간이 시기다 시 삼모 코르토마시 주나 아니 시기다 코 딘데 삼모 코시 아니 고에 니믹 삼모다야 아니 시 탈베페인 삼모다야 딘데의 시 아니 시 소수 원에서 지금 하나 터봐 아니 소수 삼 딘데의 경기 아니 지 원에 시 보기다 변화 갈 수 없어요 아 다가스네 다 루기 바보이네 당연해 믹니 치모 추에 따뜻한 코에님이 아니 탑에 팬이지 오늘지 윤도 소수 삼도 땅에지 아니지 내지 토행도 가라 아니지 보기 여기 다 잡아버지 눈에 바보다야 아니 믹니 치모 추에 내게 아니지 다 잡아버지 충분히나 다 오늘지 대맥이 릭세바 세리다 뒤 때문에 족두기야 레가들
so through a sustained reflection so on the faults and of cyclic existence and the benefits of freedom from cyclic existence, the benefits of achieving this freedom and liberation, then if the signs of having you know thought about these topics well, if the signs or such as really feeling the topic, you know, feeling the fact that samsara is suffering and feeling for, you know, yearning for to be free from samsara, the signs manifest in a form of you get emotional in that one may cry, you know, your bodily hairs and stand, you know, that kind of, you know, that you so the when these signs happen to the person who has been reflecting on these points and is in a sustained way, then that could mean that that person has the person is beginning to awaken the Hinayana lineage.
어떻게 숨어래? 안 따가나시? 따 빼나 따 따라가시고 내가 나 따 빼나 가서래 빼나 빼나 동반이게 된 사바 동반이게 된다. 따 자세와 아니지 전주가 쓴다. 안 사주 남들이 봤다. 자세와 남들이 봤던 도시인지. 아니지 토삼체 아니 토바다 삼이 깽기 아니지 소소이규라 다게 나신 하지 눈에 바보다야 맹이 치마초야 디데게 하지 다 캐버치에서 디데지 아니 통도가 충분하나 충분하나 다 택버치 뭐 릭세가 어떡스니 숨벼래
and then when those people who engage in sustain reflection, and then when they feel for the things like the emptiness of true inherent existence, when they feel for enlightenment, when they feel for, you know, wanting to acquire, develop the paths and the grounds and so forth, yeah. So those could be special signs indicating the awakening of the Mahayana lineage.
어, 독신이, 제가 다 딘데기 아니지, 다. 아니, 릭싱이지기, 다 돈다. 다 릭싱이, 다 람라야, 치국이어래. 베나다, 대미 릭싱이 강사지, 아니, 대미 람도 야치에. 대보치모 릭싱이 강사디, 아니, 대보치모 람라야, 쭉시, 아니, 산, 고방라, 치에. 어, 딘데 용기어래, 어딜.
So, you know, the awakening of the lineage has to lead that individual, on into the path, for a person who is awakening the Hinayana lineage, that awakening of that lineage should lead the person into the Hinayana path, closer to liberation. And likewise for a person who is awakening the Mahayana lineage, that awakening of the Mahayana lineage should bring that person closer into entering the Mahayana path and thus closer to enlightenment.
어떻게 생각한다? 대면 르승에 대 아니 고란다. 대면 르승에 대 아니 대면이 되는 소반은 아니 대면이 되는 소만하시마 아니 대시 잡채 또다 이 대면 남지리 못도는 독신 숭제 아니지다 대면 남나야 독신이 치벌치기 답시 숭회를 다가 나시 답지 뭐 르승에 대 아니 대징이 아니 사반 자체 되는 소마 아니 송제 돈다니 사주 남지리 맞도당 디데 송제 아니 시다 대버치 뭐 남나야 죽제 아니 저버치 어디래
So the Hinayana collection of scriptures and teachings are taught, you know, for the person who is awakening, who has awakened the Hinayana lineage, so as to enable the person to move towards liberation, yeah, and to achieve liberation. Likewise, the Mahayana scriptural collections were taught for this those who have awakened the Mahayana lineage. So, in order to help them to enter the path, you know, and to traverse the paths and the grounds, and then to lead, you know, with the intention to lead the person towards enlightenment, yeah.
어떻게 저단다 당번에다 팀에도 리냐마 다 팀에도 팀에게 릭세스 당번에다 팀에도 리닝이지나 아니 팀에 팀에게 랍된 바이나 아니 고랑은 죽바 대화이 바래 죽 고랑마다 냐르코에 독신이다 팀에 랍도 찌발체 당번에 리닝이지나 다 팀에게 랍이 넘셔 숨제 팀에 랍도 찌발체 이 지구야지레스 팀마치바체자니 지 대버치 못함게 넘셔 때마이나 아니 콜라 산제에게 탑 유람차기여 말했어 어때 가르렸으나 아니 지 당분이 린냐 마시라 아니 지 대바지면 남도 죽어야나 아니 지 더동 발시차야지 아니 샘제바이나야 더동 샘제는 냠제 대매남도 동제 아니 산제야도 링도 죽으랬어 그래서 어때 숨도
So for a person who's of a who is of a who is definitely of the Hinayana lineage. So for a person who is definitely of the Hinayana lineage, and if that person awakens the Hinayana lineage, then one has to guide that person by showing the Hinayana scriptural collection of teachings, and then you know, lead the person onto the Hinayana path and towards a liberation. So for such a person who is of the definite, who is definitely of the Hinayana lineage and who has awakened the Hinayana lineage, if one shows the Mahayana teaching to that person, it only becomes an obstacle, it is said, for that person. It is said that showing the Mahayana teachings to that person will actually make the person take a much longer time to achieve enlightenment at the end of the day. So even, you know, even if the person, that person who is of the who is definitely of the Hinayana lineage, even if you show him the Mahayana teachings, and even if he does manage, you know, to generate bodhicitta, but it is said that that person could then degenerate his bodhicitta, and then of course, then if he degenerates his bodhicitta, then it becomes also an obstacle, right, for that person to achieve enlightenment. Yeah. In the overall scheme of things, yeah.
어떠시니? 제단다, 대대 제단다, 대로 강사들라, 당분이 팀의 리닝의 강사들라, 또 조금 산지 토요일 탑 조디 팀의 람랑 댄치, 다 치마이나 탑이 조차해 산지의 고방 토요일 탑이 조디 팀의 람랑 댄치도나 아니 편도 채용해 어디 숨겨래?
So for someone who is definitely of the Hinayana lineage. So the way to help that person achieve enlightenment in the long run, in grand scheme of things, is for the time being to show that person the Hinayana path, and help the person enter the Hinayana path. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 다 디데시네, 디데 다고 다시 시원하시네, 다 다 다기 시원하시 뺀다 릭세 세디티레 뺀다 다기 나시 뺀다 뺀다 추시 얘기를 놓지 마제나 다 치마툰 얘기를 놓지 마제나 다 오늘 추수로야 가보자기 가래 그래서 치마툰 얘기를 놓지 깨버리나 아니 보기 추시 얘기 릭세 바래 납쳐야지 좋아.
So as we have seen from our discussion so far, until we develop a yearning, a real yearning for our own future rebirth, to have a good rebirth, real yearning. Until then, it is extremely difficult for anything that we do to become a practice of the Dharma. Yeah. So, and also, as we have seen, yeah, so the very meaning, very entry level meaning of awakening the lineage, you can take it to mean developing really a yearning from the heart, you know, to have good rebirths in the future. Yeah.
Oh, then that namju that shong that tidam nexe the kaswa namju na temi rikseva tejin rikseva se tanget yunguyare. Rama ni that. Tila samatang setang, uchu shengi rikseva setang, yin samatang labarimudu bija nandu miksetini ki tomasong. Da bija nang yuwa tere, da tengmengi rikseva, tejengi rikseva setang zu yungu yore.
So, when you look at the treatises, yeah, those great texts, yeah, you'll find terms like awakening the Hinayana lineage and the awakening the Mayana lineage. That's about it, yeah. You don't talk about, you know, they don't talk about awakening the lineage in the sense of developing a yearning for good rebirth. Yeah. But by extrapolating from what is usually said, if you apply it, I guess one can talk about this kind of the minimum kind of entry level kind of awakening the lineage in the sense of developing an interest in the happiness beyond this life.
어떠시네? 다 딘데기 아니지 다 보인 원해지 다 치마 돈이글로 야구 시켜봐요. 다 돈다 릭세 다 최적의 릭세바 수도가나 다 최적의 릭지 세바이나 다 치마 돈이글로 디 땜부자시. 그러고 치마 돈이글로 디 덴부시 아니 쉬위 덴부 자시래 그러고 아니 딘데시 치마툰 얘기로 덴부 여바이나 땅원에 다 대토발 시험하나 준도 권에 권도 배야시
So if one awakens the lineage of practicing the Dharma, right? Then if that is really awakened, then one's yearning for good rebirth, yearning for the happiness of the future lives, will become very stable, yeah, unshaken. And when one's yearning for good rebirths, is very stable, then that becomes a basis, a platform for one's joyous perseverance, you know, in achieving a good rebirth, you know. And that joyous perseverance will increase more and more. Yeah.
어떻게냐? 아니 전부 학벌도 폐지. 아니 지고 그렇소래. 거기 두발라 냉대체. 다 두발냥네 체라고. 냉대체다. 오늘 지금 두발냥네 체인데 영부로 숨체 냉대체 치도면 쉬운 거래서 어떻게 숨 거래?
So it is said that with a stable a stable yearning, you know. For really from the heart, and all you really care about all your future life's happiness, then that becomes a foundation for your effort to achieve that and that goal becomes a foundation for the effort to increase and more and more. And with that kind of effort, then one completely then one just prioritizes Dharma practice above everything else. Yeah. One prioritize practice to achieve all these good rebirths to be the main mission in life, yeah, so to speak.
어, 딘데레. 다 딘데레 충분이나? 아니, 지금 원에 보기 딱 갈소래. 녀송네, 유르도 타왔어야 돼. 다 녀송도 남의 미겨왔어. 아, 남의 미겨왔어. 다 돈도티레. 다 녀송네, 유르도 타왔어야지. 다 갈소래. 어, 딘데 용토배. 어디래?
And when we are able to reach that kind of level, then, you know, the phrase, you know, to be free from the lower realms, you know, then it has meaning. Yeah. Then it really is achievable. Yeah.
어딘데샤 죄송한다. 어딘데샤 난 다가만신 딘데 아삼을 담아있나 때래 대명이 릭세바 세바이나 집안에 다 대명이 릭시 세바이나 오늘 지금 보기 다 탈바 세기 아니 지금 갈소래 다 탈바 된얘기로 땜보시우시 게임해시 땜보시아시래 대명이 릭시 세바이나 탈바 된얘기로 땜보시아시 어디래 아니 딘데 땜보시 차바이나 탈바 토바 차바나 아니 준줄 학보도 폐해 아니 준줄 폐지 타바 토바나 두번 아니 님버치트웨시 아니 두바치 쪼우치니 아니 데토벨라 존트웨 어디네서
likewise for someone who has awakened the Hinayana lineage someone who has awakened the Hinayana lineage would then be able to then develop a very stable yearning for the liberation from cyclic existence which then becomes the platform for that person's effort to increase and more, and it becomes then possible for that person to prioritize the achievement of liberation above everything else. Yeah, that person just focus on achieving liberation.
Yeah. 코알라 짱 랑발라다 가서 코알라 뉴도 타 어디래 다 디데 용도 해래 어디데 충분히나 코알라 뉴도 타 왔어야지 아니 용이어래 어디
of course when that happens and an individual can do that then of course that person will quickly be freed liberated yeah from samsara yeah
어디들 샤 어, 특수해. 아, 다가나 시래. 다 태워지면 릭세바스네. 다가래. 다 집어넣고 자취하시래. 어, 태워지면 릭세바이나. 아니, 원의식 산재기 고방, 세딩 원의식 봐. 토백일로, 아니, 대부게 해. 어떻게, 디데게 바이나. 아니, 델라템에 산재기 고방, 토백일로. 아니, 준두패. 준두패 바이나. 아니, 두번. 두번은 낸댄신이. 다 산재기 고방, 토백이. 다 타블라. 낸댄신이. 아니, 좀바치에. 어떻게.
Well, it's the same for those who have awakened the Mahayana lineage. Yeah? For those who have awakened the Mahayana lineage, then they will then develop a very strong yearning for complete full enlightenment. And with that stable, strong yearning for full enlightenment, that will lead to a corresponding increase in their effort. Yeah? And then they will prioritize the achievement of enlightenment above everything else, yeah, that makes it their main mission, yeah, for their whole existence, yeah, and of course with that, then the result comes quickly.
Yeah. Rāshī nērīgī mōhāñīgū jūrūng chāgīyō, jīngyū yirīgīlā tēnē, āni sūgī gu, tēlā nī lōng chūshūbī gūdōng chūyī gu tōbē, ātī sūngu tō wāgacā.
So if you remember, the Buddha lineage consists of two, yeah, the naturally abiding lineage and the developmental lineage. In dependence upon the naturally abiding lineage, one achieves at the end of the path the result being the nature body, and by depending on the developmental lineage, one achieves the form body, of which there are two, the complete enjoyment body and the emanation body.
Yeah.
In the stages of the path to enlightenment, we talk about the practices of the three types of persons, isn't it? The persons of small, middling, and great capacity. In the practices for a person of small capacity, if you examine the practices, all those practices are essentially to help an individual develop a sincere, real interest to engage the Dharma, to practice the Dharma. Those are the practices for awakening the lineage to practice the Dharma, which means these are all those points and reflections that have to be done by to be done in initially practices to help the person, to start to think about, hey, the Dharma is something that I need to do. I need to practice the Dharma. So in order to develop that from the heart, the thought, thinking that the Dharma matters and I must practice it, in order to do that, then one has to meditate on all the thing about on all the various levels of practices that are taught for a person of small capacity. And one has to do them by in stages, gradually in stages. So without going through those stages, without thinking about that, it becomes extremely difficult. To develop the thought of real thought of practicing the real Dharma. So if we don't eliminate our preoccupation with the happiness of this life, attachment to this life, plus if we don't develop a yearning for a real yearning from the heart for our future lives, without these two taking place in our hearts, it's very difficult to say that or to have that wish, the real wish to practice Dharma. So the practices for a person of medium capacity are essentially to help a person awaken the Hinayana lineage and to lead that person into the path towards a liberation Likewise, the practices for person of great capacity are meant to awaken the Mahayana lineage and then lead the person, you know, into the Mahayana path and towards full enlightenment. Yeah.
세상 다 디데기 아니 최치에게 즉 거기 섬로 코르트에게 누바디 다 강가라 유대시 세상 다 즉이 캡세드 돈다이니 티레 다 즉세 요구여레 다 즉천에면 즉세 요마로와 로와 세상 다 즉 심지 탐제 유래 즉이 캡데여레스 로와 세상 다 다 디신국여레 어떤 못해서 탐지기 줄라다스 근데 릭디 세버체기 누가 여태시 어거 리코라면 세요 말고 다 릭디 탐지라 요레스 어디 다 릭시에 들
all sentient beings can develop the thought to practice the dharma to engage the dharma we can call it awakening the lineage of practicing the dharma yeah. So, well, if the lineage can be awakened, such a lineage can be awakened, such a potential can be awakened, it follows that such a lineage must really exist in all sentient beings, right? Because without the lineage, the potential, the capacity in the first place, you can't awaken that capacity, you know, that potential, the lineage, yeah, isn't it? So that's the point.
독신이 다 다르도나 티데레 다 다르도나 바로 샘라시기 똥바데스 샘라시기 똥바인장 아니 견당 채나 샘도 주어 죽으래서 다 돈다니 못 디수어래 다고 주어 짜원이는 뭐든 게 쉬지 말했어 샘라시기 똥바인장 고 견드 채바이나 샘도 주어 줘야지 그러 샘 샘라시기 죽대바이나 견당 채나 주어 줘요 말했어 다 샘라시기 똥바인장 아니 지 견지 채인도 가라 주어 줘도 왜지래서 어디대상 주와 더투구여상 다 심라식 동바도 주와 두구여상 다 디릭레스 주와 두구여상 산제 투그레스니다 주변이 못이랬다
And the fundamental essential point is that our minds are empty of existing truly. That's the fundamental essential point. It has never existed inherently. As such, because it doesn't exist inherently, so if we meet with favorable conditions, if the favorable conditions are met, if the positive causes are put in place, then a positive change can happen. Yeah. For if the mind if the mind has always been inherently existent, then it doesn't matter what kind of positive conditions you meet, change can never happen. But precisely because change do happen, positive change do happen when we put in the correct positive causes and conditions, right? And precisely because change happens, or this shows that, you know, that the in the most fundamental nature of the mind is this emptiness of existing inherently. So as such, you know, this emptiness of the mind's emptiness of true existence is posited as the Buddha nature, the lineage, the Tathagata essence.
Tene tuptewa shiris. Roha, tatundayin, tene tuba inzang, rashik tongba res. Tzoto, samlo tangsa rikpa chiktire. Tene tuba res. Chezang, rashik tongba res. Roha.
Because the mind is dependently arisen. Because the mind is dependently originated. It is empty of existing inherently.
다 제상 꽃 때네 마토바시나 뭐니 그 춥대바 때네 마토바 뭐니 그 춥대바시나 꼭 요아도 해야 되거래 어디 숨겨
So if the mind is not dependently originated and that would make the mind exists in and of itself. Then, if the mind existed in and of itself, and if it is not dependently originated, then there's nothing we can do about it. Nothing we can do with the mind, for you will never change. It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah.
And although the mind is accompanied by the defilements, the afflictions, but the afflictions themselves are dependently originated, dependently arisen. As such, if the causes and conditions for the arising of the afflictions are removed, the afflictions will cease to exist. They will not arise here. You know, because, so the point is, the afflictions, because they do not exist inherently, therefore, the mind can be separated from the defilements. So the mind does not exist inherently. The mind is dependently originated. The defilements do not exist inherently. They are dependently originated. As such, if one meets with the correct positive causes and conditions, then the defilements can be removed. Yeah, they are suitable. They can be removed. They are amenable to removal. So the afflictions are likened to the clouds that move across the sky of the basic constituent element. Right. So the sky is likened to the Tathagata essence, right? Emptiness or mind's emptiness or true existence. And the afflictions are likened to the clouds, yeah, that temporarily, you know, move across the sky.
Oh, doxine. That tindegi ani chik peti nashire. That shambala jachu the tindi ta jin shen tibungi tindi sen dukala ani chik pagi karsore. Namje rangshi ani chik ta sebudi tongtukurwa ta pagi nanga mubu sebudi tongtukurwa ti nashin ta nyemundi ani jin tishin nyemundi mama soen dukala ta semje rangshi tardo di sebu chaishi.
When the conditions for the clouds to dissipate are gathered, the clouds will dissipate. Fine, then what is revealed is the sky itself. Yeah? And you see the sky clearly, isn't it? The clear blue sky. Yeah? So likewise, with the coming gathering of the proper causes and conditions, then when the defilements and obscurations are removed, what is revealed is this basic nature, fundamental nature of the mind, the mind's emptiness of true existence. Yeah. So when the defilements are removed, then that basic nature is not accompanied by the defilements, right? So what you have then is the mind's emptiness of true existence. In that case, is the Buddha's, yeah, mind's emptiness of true existence. Yeah. That is Buddha, isn't it? So when, so the Buddha that we can become, it's not to be found outside somewhere else. No? So when the mind is accompanied with the defilements, then we are not a Buddha. But when the defilements are removed, then what is revealed, no? What is revealed, no? Is the fundamental purity of that mind, the mind's emptiness of true existence. And that is Buddha. There's no need to point to anything else, and that is Buddha, yeah.
That today's what to see, that's it. Kaswarata Sanjay Rick Shakala Tirit, that the name Sim Rashi Tombay the summit. And in Nimon Luboy Basamata, or Tinder, Nimon Luboy, some Terore, today Tonita Sim Karasore Pagi, Sim Jala Sanjay Ricky Chaba, say Stako, you put today the net to be a shield of Quachaka, or Tirit.
So, so it's such this ways to think about the lineage, you know, the Tathagata essence, and how the defilements are adventitious, yeah.
Oh, okay, the Shishiving, Nimbos, Dordona Tirit, but Sim Rashing, Tombayable, Quachaya, and Nimorashing, Tombayable, Quachaya, Jazan, that you are dry, or till a Quachaya tartar.
So, I mean, we talk about Tarakat essence, that's the very essence, isn't it? Right? If you understand that, then that's it.
So, not so difficult. With the two sentence, you can understand. Huh?
Hello. Yeah, I have a question. Is the manifestation of the Buddha lineage same as the awakening of the Buddha lineage? Is it exactly the same? Or one manifestation of the Buddha lineage and the awakening of the Buddha lineage, are the two the same thing? Or is one has a bigger pervasion or something? Example, if let's say without the three activity of hearing, reflection, or meditation, an animal gives rise to a virtuous thought, compassion, to protect, you know, its own young. Is that considered some kind of manifestation of the lineage? Yeah, that's the question.
たて、たてくせばせてたぎらえてれ。たてくせばせてたぎちしじゃった。たかんてしにもんどきょうせてた。たんもねぎぽぎた。かんてしにもよんすぞもんどぎるんどかな。かんてしにもちゃけよばれ。とたい。あ、がれちゃくそのさんげれた。もにもんどきゅるんどかな。たかんてしにもんどきょうよんすぞばてたもにもんどきゅるまた。ゆぐやばれてれた。
The awakening of lineage is what I've explained earlier. But as for the manifestation of the lineage, so to speak, yeah. So when the lineage is fully manifest, it is no longer called the lineage, yeah. Because what is when the lineage is fully transformed, and enlightenment, it is called the nature body, isn't it? It's no longer called the lineage, yeah. It's no longer called the Dhammaka essence, right? Dhammaka, yeah.
Tide lap chung ngadwa, bena kam di shi nyung mung, undu kiwa sae diyang go chik. Ta shi, tuk shi ni bagi ngo nyung mung, undu kiwa la, ta kam di shi nyung mung, undu kiwa ki nega di, tide, undu kiwa diyang kam di shi nyung bari wisa na marawa. O tide, tide lap chung ngadwa sung.
So I guess this is what what we can say. So when we say that the Tathagata lineage, Tathagata essence is manifest. Yeah. So when it is fully manifest, that is the nature body. Yeah. And you don't call the nature body the Tathagata essence anymore. Yeah. It's not the lineage anymore. Yeah.
다 이나 가자면서 다 니무게 남샤 망보 시셔서 가자 동반 니무 고만 니무 세게 되네 남샤 이거도 봐. 됐다. 동안 남로람 토연도 가라. 동반반 남로람 토연도 가라. 남로람 기팅이 춘예디. 야, 동반반에 감디시니 뭐 온도 좋았으냐? 고 당했네 랍축을 그러와. 동반반에 감디시니 뭐 동안 남로람 그냥 가서 온도 좋아래 랍축을 그러와.
Earlier, remember we talked about the different kinds of defilements such as the papa seeing abandonments, papa meditation, abandonments. Yeah. So, when one achieves the uninterrupted path, that is the antidote to the path of seeing abandonments, right? Then, Yuzhengi thing is chunir.
Tola namralam toyun dukala. Tola namralam toyun dukala. Tongbang pangwe. Tongbang pangwe. Kam tishini mo ondu juwares. Tolap chukuyu kure.
And so, when you achieve the uninterrupted path, then you know you have the antidote to the path of seeing abandonments. Yeah. Then when you achieve the path of liberation, path of release of the path of seeing, path of release of the path of seeing, right? Then perhaps you can say that then you achieve you achieve a manifestation of the Tathagata essence that is an abandonment of the path of seeing abandonments.
Suchness. Tonglampaya kohten ondo shikiyare. An dajime diwoto doga nimopaya kohten ondo shikiyare. Chazan ta tindegi chwana samtay no nimopaya ta kohten ondo shabensa nimopaya an kamdishi nimbo ondo juware lab chukuyu kure eswaartire.
So when you achieve the path of release of the path of seeing, what you achieve is a cessation of the path of seeing abandonments. A cessation. And when you achieve, become a full destroyer, you have abandoned all the afflictions, you achieve a true cessation, which is an abandonment of the afflictions. So I guess you can call that true cessation, which is an abandonment of the afflictions, to be, you can call it the manifestation of the Tathagata essence, which is an abandonment of the afflictions. And likewise, when you achieve the abandonment of the path of seeing abandonments, which is a true cessation, right, you can call that a manifestation of the Tathagata essence, which is an abandonment of the path for seeing abandonments. Well, anyway, this is something that can be debated, something to think about. So, for example, the true cessation achieved by the Arhat, the four destroyers, because they have achieved a true cessation, which is an abandonment of the afflictive obscurations. Yeah. So can you call that abandonment and manifestation of Tathagata essence, which is an abandonment of the afflictive obscurations?
Okay.
And when you debate, now when you debate an army, you can debate about the use of the words and the choice of words. For example, you can say that, you know, you can argue the true cessation achieved by and the foe destroyed is a manifestation of the Tathagata essence, which is an abandonment of the afflictive obscurations, but it is not a manifestation of the Tathagata essence. So, because you can stick to your original thesis, the starting point of the debate, you know, the thing here is your thesis, there's something that you can never give up, you know, your root. You know. Earlier we have said that, you know, the manifestation of Tathagata essence it only happens when you achieve the nature body, isn't it? When the nature body is actualized, yeah. Right. So that's the your fundamental position to start with, right? If you want debate, it's like that.
Anyway, huh? We have no time to debate. Huh?
Okay, then we have verse 154. Not exactly sure what it is saying. It is said that ordinary beings who have not entered the past, and even those beings who have entered the past, such as the hearers and solitary realizers and the ordinary bodhisattvas, it is said that they do not realize the Tathagata essence. So you have ordinary beings, yeah, who have not entered the past. They, of course, they don't realize the Tathagata essence because we are very strong. Hold on to the I and that which is mine very strongly, isn't it? Right? Of course, we don't realize emptiness and cannot realize emptiness. Yeah? Then, of course, you have the hearers and solitary realizers who have not realized the emptiness of true existence because they only realize the coarse selflessness of persons, for example. So they also do not realize the Tathagata essence. And then there are some bodhisattvas who have entered the path but have yet to realize emptiness. Yeah. So those bodhisattvas also do not realize the Tathagata essence. Yeah.
독신에 있다. 나 님의 친구 오버 미매 번에 토하네. 소 독신 따뜻한 수수죠. 따뜻한 인기의 수수죠. 시득이 아니지 고다 동만 똑똑 말했어. 감대신 따뜻한 감대신이 뭐 똑똑 말했어. 세지면 로스부터 이제 야보시 똑똑이 한 번이.
And the last two lines of verse 154, the blazing light with the disc of the sun is not seen by the eyeless. I'm not sure what exactly what is, what that means. Perhaps it is saying that the Tathagata essence is not seen or not realized by these four types of persons. There are ordinary beings that are mentioned here. Of these four types of persons, these are all ordinary beings, right? Right. These are the four types of specific type of ordinary beings who do not realize the Tathagata essence. But however, this is not the same as saying that if it is an ordinary being, then it's not the same as saying an ordinary being will not realize emptiness or the Tathagata essence necessarily. So that's not the case, of course.
독신에 딱간다. 딱딱딱딱딱 약부지 한번 써. 딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱딱 다 티네마 딜라 사지지엠 샤과자와 중세네 세지도와 디오다르와 딜라 사지지엠 샤과자와 중세네 세지도와 디슈그 책도 다가르와 다게 슈그들 아? 그래 딜라 사지지엠 샤과자와 중세네 양다니나 양다 양다톤에 넘버투스 디? 도에
뜻다가란 슈그라
안 책도 가시오 도에
Then the first, perhaps the first two lines of verse 155, plenty of amplifications, but anyway. This basic constituent of the pure nature has no previously existent faults of afflictive emotions to be removed and not the least factor of good qualities to be newly established. The first two lines of verse 155 is delineating the mode of abiding of the basis. The basic constituent of the pure nature, the naturally pure basic constituent, has never been has never been truly existent, in that he has never been an object grasped at by the apprehension of true existence. As such, you know, this basic constituent of the basic nature has no previously existent force of such an affliction to be removed, yeah? Because his true existence has never existed in the first place. Yeah?
Oh, Jezanta, Kamra Singh, Nabar Tapatela, and Sato Sour Chegi, and a Puggy Kansata Chuji Dr. Jimbe Jimbe Shinji Yamades, Sato Sour Chegi Yamades. Go Katuin, Dutum Nineko, Rashing to the Tonga Chadamaras.
So, this basic constituent has been naturally pure right from the time it existed, yeah. There's nothing to be removed, so to speak. No defilements to be removed, so to speak, from the beginning. Because it has been pure, it has always been pure from the beginning.
Oh, that karasana. Oh, that.
And the selflessness of the person, the emptiness of a truly existent person and phenomenon, is not something that is newly created or newly established. The person and all other phenomena has always been devoid of a self right from beginningless time. The selflessness of person, selflessness of phenomena, that persons and phenomena are devoid of a self, is not something newly established and newly created. Right from the very beginning, that has been their nature. The person and phenomena has always been devoid of a self. Yeah.
Oh, that on that this that dekare karsoran. That on that dig chik dig on that tire pena that.
The object that is believed by ignorance, the object, the thing that is grasped at by ignorance, grasped at by the apprehension of true existence, has never existed. Yeah, has never existed. Has always been empty. So, the things that have always been. That's why we talk about the emptiness of true existence. Yeah. So. This emptiness is an ultimate, is the ultimate truth.
어떻게네 자장다 다 어때면도 다 된다셔 다 된네 다 되셔 다 되가시다 세부지 납심도다 다 양다니라 양다다 양다 통네 넘버 톨 스타던다 대도베 따와 세기 수가 양다니라 양다다 수도 대도베 따와 수다 대수한 제 담보리
So, whereupon developing familiarity with meditation, because reality is seen just as it is, yeah. Just as it is, yeah. So, here he's talking about the view that realizes the view. The view that realizes that and the emptiness. So the mind that realizes just as it is the emptiness of the person and phenomena, this emptiness, the view, the mind that realizes that emptiness exactly just as it is, no? Is a view that has, is a mind that has fully internalized the view.
Otoxine, that is the gala, and a young dot on the number trolls and that the tower the combi dibus, that on that is sugar, tower the comje, dibucare tokres or tisugar.
And the result of familiarizing with such a view is there is release. Release from the obscurations.
Otoxine, that on that tiggy, and it's benata, that on dine, casana, that tap each other.
By familiarizing over and over again with the view of emptiness and conjoining that with the factor of method, primarily compassion and bodhicitta, then one would then be able to remove of the two obscurations. And I guess the next verse is a proof establishing what was just said, yeah, in verse 155. Yeah. So the essential constituent is empty of the adventitious, which have the character of being separable. It is not empty of the unsurpassed, which have the character of not being separable. I think the first two lines of verse 156 are saying that if one meditates on the antidotes, cultivates the antidotes, the afflictions are can be removed, yeah, the defilements can be removed.
But the second the cast Rashik Tomba setting go Katuina Tatambu Dutan Rashik Tomba Rashik Tomba the Satu Samaj Mare Sidugala Ani Karsana Kolata Yunde Kerugin Nuba Sanjigita Toblas Yunde Kerugin Nuba Ranchesu Yaris Tisumi.
So the ultimate nature of the mind, that which is its emptiness or true existence, has that nature has always existed since beginningless lifetime. It's always been like that. That ultimate nature of the mind is not newly created or newly established. It has always been like that. Okay, and this potential, this emptiness of true existence, carries, you know, that potential, no? To with the capacity, potential for the individual, any of us, to achieve enlightenment and to acquire all the different qualities of Buddhahood, such as the 10 powers and so forth.
Mm-hmm. 콜라 윤데 깨는 거였나 봐. 랑시스 요레스. 나또다 디스부 요레.
So as we said earlier, right, the mind's emptiness of true existence has always existed, yeah. Right. That has been the nature of the mind. Yeah. And as such, you know, therefore the mind has that capacity to develop the qualities of enlightenment.
자다 다 사도 니모세디 사도 샤바지 개말했어. 다 니모세디 코란 당분이네 랑시나 쉬고요 말해 쓰기 말해. 그러마 니모 사도 사와 제지 개말했어. 그러마 저 변화 사도 사와 제 개말 가서나 당분도 좀이네 코 랑시나 니모 쉬고요 말해 쓰고 그러마. 그러마 다 딘자 다고 지마타로이 받지 숨는 거야. 돈다들.
And when we talk about separating the defilements from the mind, it is not a separation that is newly arisen. It's not a separation that is newly created. For in the very beginning, it is the nature of the mind is unafflicted. From the very beginning, the afflictions have not abided in the nature of the mind. The afflictions have not resided in the nature of the mind. So to speak, yeah. So as such, you know, you don't talk about separating, you know, the defilements from the nature of the mind, yeah? Newly separating, yeah? For its nature has never been afflicted, yeah. So therefore, the defilements are adventitious; they are suitable to be removed; they can be removed.
Okay. I don't know. 다 다가르셔. 이거 다 지금. 제대로 가려 턱으로 제대로 막 드시자고도. 드네 카르토다. 다 드네 마. 또 지금 요거도 빼놨다 갈수하래. 빼놨다. 다 좁아 요거 드네 마. 다 탈라. 좁아 도시 요거도 지슈구라. 봐봐. 조마도신 거래. 진다 미남 주마 대신데 세자담지 군동 동바시 숨에 양대 있잖아 심지어나 산재님 뭐 여지 지대 숨 수다 대가 뭐다 조마 용해래 아들이.
오케이 verse 157, which is kind of like a debate. Throughout the scriptures of the middle wheel of the doctrine, it is said that all objects of knowledge are empty in all respects, like clouds, dreams, and the magician's illusions. But why has the conqueror said here that the essence of the Buddha exists in sentient beings?
That on the tail, she's a tamje, and it's Tina Shire, Milam Nashire, Jumana Shires. That Jazanta, Lobo Res in his own chin. Roa, Colo Parbega.
So,
Lobo, the rushing to the tomba, Lobo Res, Otusini, Betty de Toneta, Colo Parbega Lassoe.
So, it is said that the Buddha, in the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, such as the 8,000 verses and so forth, the Buddha said that all objects of knowledge are empty in all respects, yeah, and that they are like clouds, like dreams, like a magician's illusions.
Yeah. 아니지, 가르소나, 심지어 탐지, 심, 아, 가르소라. 심지어 탐지의 귤라, 아니, 아, 다 심지어 탐지의 귤라, 아니, 랑신기, 아니, 산지의 릭디 요아레스. 그러봐. 랑체수 다 섬제 섬제 길라 랑체수 스나레 랑시기 산제 릭티 요레스 딘데 손도 간라 아니 식다 아 딱 콜로 바벽하고 쳐듬저 로보아레 세스가 딱 콜로 타메가고 스페나 산제기 릭 세디 버기 섬제 길라 랑체수 요버도 손도 간라 아니 가와도 시도스 독심다 좀아요한테
So in the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma, in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, the Buddha said that all phenomena like illusions, like dreams, isn't it? Like clouds, yeah, they are adventitious. Right? All phenomena are adventitious. But then in the third turning of the Wheel of Dharma, in the Tathagata Garbha Sutra, the Buddha said that all sentient beings possess in them naturally, you know, by nature, naturally, this Tathagata essence, an essence of Buddha. So, isn't this a contradiction? On one hand, you say all phenomena are like dreams, are illusions, are like adventures. And on the other hand, then the Buddha said that you by nature, there's something in you that's called the Tathagata essence. Then there's another qualm which states that there's no point talking about Tathagata essence in the context of for ordinary beings, because no matter what you say, they don't get it. They don't realize it, isn't it? Ordinary beings don't realize Tathagata essence. So why do you want to talk about Tathagata essence of the ordinary beings?
Oh, interesting. 다자 사백경은 양탈라 여바데다 방 대방 톤도 송 신바티네 마다 달랜도 신구야레다
And the answer I guess is in verse 158 which in Tibetan is quite short but in English I don't know it's a half a page right
half a page
I don't even want to read because it is exemplified until is amplified,
exactly, completely, like, simplified, what to say.
So I mean, that's the answer. I guess we'll just look at it maybe on Thursday, but anyway, we'll finish the module on Thursday.
주시 샤시 아니냐 선 사포불 발랍주체 세카시라 가레네 지금 그래 디 랍시 아니 틸라 소소게 다치 내가 대신 시그 인보 안 심제 줄라 요당 꼴당 아니 대신 신부 다 간다 다 소소게 티에도 시다 봐 아니 대단하래 소소 로나래 다 두나니 소소 샤시 소소게 티에도 시다 디 가레 꼴 지고에 비대냐 사포불 랍주체 봐
Maybe something about the exam, yeah. So I will point out to you some of the verses to take note basically on Thursday. Yeah. The verses that indicate like what's the Tathagata essence and how sentient beings have Tathagata essence and so on and so forth, right? So then I will pick out the verses on I'll tell you the verses on Thursday. So I mean then you focus on those verses, yeah. To understand them, and maybe there's something to be
So in the exam, something to be written about these verses. Yeah, maybe.
어, 다디 다 티에 다 소소 가소래. 거기 다 테블 다 나래. 가렸다 나 지거래. 다 약보 시치고 해시. 거기 다 지 가소래. 거기 과차 시치고 해시 기시부래. 로아들이.
유로소소 취해라.
아, 소소 다 테블 다 나 가렸다 나 지거래. 다 소소 다
유로감다.
아,
유로감다.
어.
So yeah. So anyway, yeah, you can call it open book exam, lah. I mean, you can read, you can bring whatever you like. You can read whatever you like, refer to whatever you like during exam. The point here is to produce a thought out answer. I mean, you must have, you know, not just copy and paste. Oh,
tadi sapu bolanya sama tanju tak karet tena yang ini tak sapu sama tanju macam ni.
Yeah, I think more information on Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday is the exam. Anyway, I'll give the question on Thursday. Exam can be next year. I'm joking. No. We'll see when the exam, I'm not sure. I'll give the question on Thursday. Huh? What to write, what to think. And you can write. Huh? Okay? Within 2 weeks, you must complete and bring back. Okay? Allah, so Allah, maybe today I think I asked Kelvin to talk. Last time we used to have the basic program, we have some kind of sharing the experience to the student, so I thought it's good, but maybe 10, give your time for 10 minutes, maybe less than that, I'm not sure. Seem to share experience, maybe that help for some people. Yeah, so that. Yeah.
Thank you, Ken Rinpoche. Hello. Thank you, Ken Rinpoche, for giving me this opportunity to share. I'm very honored to. Hello, hello. Okay. I'm Kelvin, a Malaysian from Penang, and I'm currently staying in Singapore. Before studying Buddhist philosophy, I was like majority of the Buddhists, going to temple, offering incense to the statues of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and pray that somehow they will look after me and my family. I even attended Sunday schools in a church in Penang, but I have not much inclination towards Christianity. I guess I must have a very strong connection with Buddhism in my previous lives. My first contact with Buddhist philosophy is the Chinese Lam Rim class by Mr. Thor Ping Tiong, and it was he who encouraged me to attend classes in ABC because ABC is a very well-established Gallup center. So therefore, I started attending classes by Venerable Gyume, and subsequently the class on Special Insight by Ken Rinpoche in 2010. What a special class to start with, actually. Well, at the end of the module, surprisingly, I survived. I thought I learned a lot about emptiness, because to me, emptiness is everything is merely labeled by the mind. How arrogant I was at that time. And after attending basic program, I finally realized that I have no idea of what I was talking about at that time. So now when I was asked to share the benefit, what benefit I've gained by attending the basic program, I started to reflect how I was before and how I've become now. Before that, I thought I accumulated a lot of virtues by doing charities, giving donations, or whatever. But now, I realized that what I've accumulated is only non-virtues, because all my motivation is only for this life happiness alone. Before that, I thought, maybe my next life I will get a good rebirth. But now I realize that the lower realms is what that awaits me if I don't strive to purify my negativities and accumulate strong virtues. Before that, the three jewels seems to be very far away from me. Like something high up in the sky looking upon us from afar. But now the three jewels seems to be closer. I feel much more closer to the three jewels now. It is something that we can achieve, become and realize if we make effort. And before that, I thought karma is something we say or we do. But now I'm more mindful of what I think, because every single moment of my intention is karma. And every moment of feeling is the results of experiencing now. In short, whatever I knew previously was very coarse and superficial, mixed with my own bewilderment. And now, after attending basic program, it's like opening a door that I never knew existed. How fortunate that I am to able to correct my misconception while I'm still alive. And not just that, I still have a sound mind, a fit body, and all the conducive conditions to attend the classes. It is said that the Buddha's teachings are extremely rare, but to me, the basic program by ABC is even more rare. We have a perfectly qualified guru, Ken Rinpoche, who is more than qualified to teach the geshis in the Sera, Ganden, and Drepung. And I was told that the Kopan monks are willing to give up their hands just to listen to his teaching. But he is here guiding us. I, such an unworthy student, am truly grateful indeed. We also have a wonderful translator who makes extremely clear the difficult points of the root text in such an interesting and lively way. Without him, we won't understand anything at all, not to mention the subtle meaning and differences of the teaching. These teachings, these materials that we are studying now, used to be available only within the high walls of the monastery in India and Nepal. Yet, now it is easily available to us due to the kindness of Ken Brzee and Verma Gyume. We also have a group of very diligent seniors who painstakingly strive to type up all the transcript so that we'll never miss a single word by Ken Brzee. We also have very thoughtful students who raise questions that I would never have thought on my own, and the very brave ones who engage Ken Brzee in debate. Those are the moments that I enjoy and learn the most, although I lack the courage to do so. We also have this wonderful building, huge and bright, fully aircon, where we can sit comfortably to listen to the teaching. Each of these conditions alone is difficult to fulfill, yet we have all of them now. Aren't this something that is worth rejoicing and worth making use of while I'm still able to, before impermanence grasps me? Well, the immediate benefit I gain by attending the basic program is I'm able to understand the teachings by other teachers as well, such as His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Lama Zopa Rinpoche, even by the Chinese Mahayana teachers in Taiwan, although they are mostly from the Mayanese school. I come to appreciate that the teachings of the Buddhas are coherent and free of contradictions. It's like being given a map to enlightenment, and I can map all the teachings I get using this map to relate them. Also, my faith in karma and its results has increased as a result of studying the basic program. Before that, I thought karma, I might be lucky to get away from karma. It's like something 1 + 1, 1. If I do something bad, I better do something good to negate it. But now I know that's just a wishful thinking. And also, I start to think of my future life's happiness as well. Whenever I do now, I will sometimes consider my action so that it will bring not just, it will bring mainly happiness of future lives. And due to studying the basic program, my faith in the three jewels has increased as well. Before that, I thought Buddha, Dharma, Buddha is someone who has already passed away long time ago. Dharma is just for teaching, whereas practice is just meant for meditation or what. But now, Dharma, I realize Dharma is what I can practice daily. It is something that we can do to even achieve this life happiness, not to mention future life and all our life's happiness, including achieving liberation and enlightenment. In short, I'm happier now having attended the basic program. I look forward in coming to the classes, attending the discussions, and even the exams. Oh, although it's a bit scary. In fact, I feel that the exam is the very important part of the basic program because it is through exam that I make myself to study, to put in effort to study, and it's through exam that I can check whether my understanding is correct or not. In most courses offered by other centers, there are no exams. So whatever I learn from them hardly stay within my mind. But due to the kind, constant reminder from Ken Rinpoche and the pressure from exam, I somehow managed to remember some points even from the very first module. Having no realizations and only meager amount of study, what I've just said may seem laughable by those intelligent ones. But if somehow these words manage to benefit even just one sentient beings, may it be a cause of enlightenment for all sentient beings. Thank you.
Okay, so last time, the last basic program, we used to have some people from the student who come and talk their experience. So we didn't do this for some time. So yeah, sometime maybe I thought it's good to talk, you know, from this basic program student. Some of you, maybe I'll ask them, just come share, you know. You think good, you say good. You say not good, you say not good, you know. So come and share your experience. Yeah, when I ask you to come. So about exam is, of course, I mean, when I say exam, some people might stress, but as he said, he learned something from the first module because of the exam. Yeah. So sometimes it's good when you have some pressures, then you really want to know something, then sometimes we need this. So anyway, this time you don't need to scare much, so I'll leave up to you how you want to write, okay? but try your best, okay? So last time also, I don't know, last time we used to write, you know, like if you want to give some talk to the Buddhist who are just beginner, so how are you going to present? You know, you write down for one page. Last time I did mention that, we did that. So you think, you know, write maybe one page, two pages, you know, so like that. So this time also maybe similar idea, but related to this topic, you know. Yeah, I may say like, oh, can you explain one page, or two pages, talk about Tathagata essence. Okay, you can write that, maybe three pages. You know, just an example like that, you know, you can write maybe two pages, you know. Not like just three sentence, okay, three pages, like that. No. Then depend how you want to write, you know, you can write. So by coming this class, you know, learning the object of refuge, three jewel, learning Tathagata essence, how they related, you know. So somebody asks you, you come to class for 3 months. what did you learn? So write in 3 pages. Okay? So I mean something like that. So you can write, you can read the book, whatever you like to write. Okay? So anyway, we'll decide, I don't know, what to write. We talk about Thursday. Okay? All right. Oh yeah, that's something. Massage.